Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning once again to all of our listeners out here listening to Temple Talk Radio. You know, folks, some of you probably already seen some posts we've made on the upcoming show this week, but we're going to be talking about the big, beautiful bill. You know, and, you know, 900 pages of a document, and boy, it's been really somewhat of a blur. I'm sorry, what all is in this bill, 900 pages? So, you know, like many things, you know, in a closely divided Congress, passage of this new bill didn't happen without a fair amount of drama. But as according to the Associated Press, they reported, the House finally passed the nearly 900-page bill on a 218-214 vote on Thursday, right before Independence Day, July the 3rd, 2025. So President Trump signed it into law at the White House ceremony the following day. So during the show today, we're going to break this thing down a bit with the goal of giving you a better understanding of what it may mean for you and also for your future. But once again, before we jump too much into this, I'm so honored and blessed to have my co-host Tony Shore on the show with me today. I know, Tony, you just got back from vacation, but man, yeah. Tell me how your vacation went.
It was so good, Steve. My wife had a business conference out in Palm Springs, so our daughters and I decided to tag along. We made a family vacay out of it, and we stayed at a resort that had, this is where they put my wife up. So we had the hotel room was covered, which is nice.
Right.
But we had, we stayed at this resort, the La Quinta, resort and club and tennis club in, La Quinta, which is a suburb of Palm Springs, basically.
Wow.
It has 42 swimming pools.
42
swimming pools, and all the rooms are, it takes up this enormous, it covers this enormous, it's a huge area that the resort covers, and all the rooms pretty much are lower level on the first level, right? They're like cabanas kind of, and you walk out your door and there's a swimming pool right there. So you can just go out, lay around the pool or whatever, you swim. So that was fun. And they had pickleball courts. You know, it's off season. It's really hot out there in the desert, but Palm Springs is beautiful. It's not really like the rest of California. It's not crowded with, you know, the traffic isn't crazy. And excellent food. We love Palm Springs. It's a great place to visit, a lot to see. There's a tram that takes you all the way up to the mountain. It can be 100 degrees in the desert. The good news is, unlike here in Ohio, there's no humidity, right?
Yeah.
There's zero humidity. So 100 degrees there, I'd rather have that than 90 degrees and humid here. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Tony, I'll tell you, I had some affiliation with some people down in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and we had that same comment about, well, you know, but it's a dry heat, right?
It's rather a dry than heat. Yeah,
but you know what? So my buddy said, you know what? A blowtorch is dry heat too, and it burns, right? So So
true.
Yeah, a lot can be said for this dry heat. It's still hot, but it's like
it
it's
is very so, you know, hot.
But yeah. Tony, listen, when you say Palm Springs, somehow I envision Palm Springs should be on the coast, you know, palm trees, Springs.
There's a lot of palm trees. There's a lot of palm trees, and there are some natural hot springs not far.
Okay.
But nope, it's not on the coast.
You said the Mojave Desert.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. So no wonder it's
about
hot.
2 hours, 2.5 hours from San Diego.
Okay.
It's about 2 hours from LA. It's about 3 hours from Vegas. It's about 2.5 hours from Arizona. It's kind of great location. So people from all those places go there to vacation.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. A lot of palm trees.
Wow.
Joshua Tree National Park we went to. Beautiful. So, yeah, we did a lot while we were there. We had a lot of fun.
I've got a son, Terry Joshua is his middle name. We've always wanted to go to the Joshua Tree Forest. Yeah, I've heard it was.
Yeah, well, especially the north end. We drove all the way through it. You know, not tons to see about for the first half if you start from the southern end.
Yeah.
But at the north end, you start hitting those Joshua trees and just crazy rock formations. A lot of photo ops. Just beautiful. Yeah. You might see you might even see a roadrunner or mountain goats. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got a chance to see Wildy Coyote and the Roadrunner. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a thing. They have one of the best zoos I've ever been to. Palm Springs does. It's called the Living Desert Zoo. Wow. And you can get close. There's an Australian section where you go into this enclosed. It's got netting above it and around it. And there's wallabies. They're like kangaroos.
Wow.
They jump around.
That's way cool.
And they're right there. I mean, you're in there with them and they just sit there. They don't want you to touch them, but they'll hop around. Yeah, it's really cool. And then we paid extra for the rhino experience, got to feed and touch a rhino.
That's crazy.
An actual rhinoceros.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, a black rhino.
So with the kangaroos, and you've seen those videos where you didn't have a boxing match with the kangaroo.
No, we did not. So that's good. That's really good. These are pretty gentle. They're not like the full size kangaroos. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wallabies are smaller.
Yeah. Wallabies are smaller and more gentle and they don't kick, but a kangaroo is dangerous. You don't want to get anywhere near it. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. They'll just come up to you and whap you. They'll break a few ribs and bones.
They're
stronger than they look too, I've heard.
Yep. Heck yeah.
Well, Steve, how about you? What did you do last week while I was gone?
Well, I can tell you, man, it's been hot here in the Miami Valley.
Yeah,
we finally got cool weather this weekend. It's been hot and humid, man. Oh, my gosh. But we finally got a cold spell that came through this weekend. Today, Sunday, it's really cool. You know, modest sunshine. We don't have a heat index of 104 like we did earlier this week. So it's been hot, but it's starting to cool down. And we're very thankful for that. So here you walk outside and in minutes, you're perspiring. It's the humidity. It's not been any fun. So,
Well,
glad you're home, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. And Sunday, I don't know when people will be listening or watching this, but the first is National Friendship Day, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the first Sunday, which is today. You know, it's kind of fun. You and I, we look at the calendar to see what kind of things are coming up and highlighted. Yeah. So it's National Friendship Day. And, you know, something else I think you mentioned last week's show, the National Ice Cream Day was coming up. So we missed that one. I think that was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sunday the 3rd, which is the day the show airs on the station, is National Friendship Day. Well, Steve, I'm honored and privileged to call you my friend.
Oh, heck yeah, man. But yeah, thank you. You're my friend too, brother. Sure. We have a lot of fun on this show
for sure.
You know, we did miss National Ice Cream Day, but you know what? National Chocolate Chip Day is coming up August the 4th. Oh. And here's a good one. National Raspberry and Cream Day, Tony, August the 7th. Since we missed Ice Cream Day, August 7th, National Raspberry and Cream Day.
You ever had raspberries in a bowl with just some cream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fruit, like, it's so good. Yeah.
Raspberry. How about raspberries and peaches and cottage cheese?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can eat raspberries, peaches, and strawberries in a bowl with just some cream.
That's it.
And just some half and half. Go. Yeah.
Yes. And strawberries. Strawberries are in season right now.
Strawberries, raspberries, and peaches. Those are the three. Yep.
Like, I've got a great
together.
I've got a great friend. In fact, she used to work here for several years, but Fulton's Farms is in our backyard and they probably produce some of the best strawberries probably in the country. And so we're really having a lot of fun with strawberries right now. Strawberry pie, strawberry this, strawberry, you know.
Nice.
You know, Sundays. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. So that's always a nice. Of course, you know, Troy has a strawberry festival. That was earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they kind of kick off, you know, officially the strawberry season, if you would.
Yep.
But, so you can't go wrong there either, brother. So,
Oh, yeah. All right. So what's our topic? We're talking about the big, beautiful bill today, right?
Yep. So we're going to, it's an article by NerdWallet, Tony, what the big, beautiful bill means for your finances. You know, it does a pretty good job of just breaking down the complexity of 900 pages of documents. So according to the Congressional Budget Office, this bill is set to pile on it. We are going to pile on a little bit more debt, $3.3 trillion over the next 10 years, next decade. That's not just a number on a paper. It's a ripple effect that could touch every household in America, Tony. But buried in hundreds of these budget lines are the real changes that may hit your wallet, your taxes, and your future plans. So let's talk about what's in the bill, how it could shape the financial landscape for you as well as the economy at large.
Sure. Well, and I know that the bill is going to have major implications for both tax cuts and tax credits. So let's dig into that. What can you tell us about that, Steve?
Well, let's first consider how the budget bill will likely reduce the federal government's revenue. With regard to taxes, the biggest ticket item in the new budget bill is, here you go, Tony, the permanent extension of the 2017 tax cuts. We've all been just hovering over this all year.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, you know, December 31st. So they were about to expire. And when those did expire, Tony, without any, you know, plan to you continue those, it would roll back the sunset provision, they called it, back to the old tax laws. We all would have been paying more in taxes. So, but it's here to stay. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, they come with a pretty hefty price tag. That's by far the most expensive move in the entire package. So first, it does one thing. It highlights who can benefit. The wealthiest households could pocket more than $12,000 a year. Middle-income families might see $500 to $1,000 back in their pockets annually. But the lowest earners is actually a loss of about $1,500 a year. So there's that, Tony. But in total, there are 70 tax-related changes baked into this budget. For me, some of these most attention-grabbing include this. There is a bump in the standard deduction, $750 for individuals and $1,500 for couples starting in 2025. Here's a good one. A deduction for seniors up to $6,000 additional for tax years 25 to 2028.
That's the big one. Right.
That's there. The big one. And there's a permanent boost to the alternative minimum tax exemption. Here's another good one. There's an increase in the child tax credit to $2,200 in 2026. So bigger estate and gift tax exemptions. And some of the headline generators like no taxes. Here you go. No taxes on tips or overtime from 2025 to 2028. So
wow, that's good.
Here's another good one, Tony. Interest rates on new loans up to $10,000 is excluded during this period, although it's limited to vehicles assembled in United States. Yeah. So altogether, Tony, these changes could cut government revenue by trillions over the next decade. So while some families will feel some relief, others may be wondering why they fit in, how and what moves, how's this going to affect the bigger picture for them?
Right. So there's good and bad in the bill, mm-hmm. but and we'll talk more about it in a bit. But that $6,000 addition, that's a bonus standard deduction on top of the already standard deduction for singles and couples and the additional standard deduction for those over 65, which is like $1,200 a piece. And that's $6,000 a person.
Yes.
So a couple, if you add it all up, a couple, their standard deduction, if they're over 65, would be $44,000.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a lot. I mean, that's huge. And so, you know what? And that starts this year. So it's retroactive to the beginning of this year. So that starts this year, but it's only good through 2028. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, see, Tony, that's why this whole thing about even when the bill was put in place in 2017, the myth was it only benefited the wealthy. And that was such a false statement. The tax bill of 2017 actually benefited middle class the most of anybody, you know, especially that you mentioned the standard deduction.
The standard deduction really is geared toward helping the middle class. And that $6,000, we'll get into that, but that phases out for higher earners. So that doesn't benefit the wealthy.
No.
That's only for the seniors who make less, like couples. If you make less than $175,000 a year, you're not going to get that full $6,000. $175,000, or I mean, if you make more than $175,000 in taxable income a year as a retiree, if you have, right. It's not earned income, it's just income that's taxable that you take out during right. that year of accounts. You won't get it. It phases out. And I think it's completely phases out at 175, but,
right.
but you're right there. That is a middle class. That helps the middle class.
It does. It does.
Same with the child tax credit.
Same with the child tax credit. So lots of things in this bill, Tony, that are going to beneficial a lot of people out here in America. So we're very, very grateful.
And I don't think it matters if you're Republican or Democrat.
Exactly.
There are going to be things in this bill you hate and things yes. in this bill you love.
Right.
The far right, there's things about the bill they hate. The far right. left, there's things about the bill they hate. But there's also things that they love. So yes. Hopefully, but we have to see how a lot of it shakes out.
Right.
I mean, there's 900 plus pages. So
yes,
there's a lot there.
We're only covering a summary of a little bit of that today. I'm trying to simplify it a little bit.
Yeah. So the bill can mean a big drop in revenue for the federal government. And there also might be some revenue resources for the government in the bill.
Exactly. So one of those. Let's talk about the government planning and how they bring back some of the revenue. First up, the state and local tax, SALT for short, the deduction cap, it's going up to $40,000 from 2025 to 2028. So that's a big jump from the $10,000 limit we had. And if Congress didn't act, Tony, it would have expired completely. So letting taxpayers deduct unlimited state and local taxes. So yes, this is eventually going to raise revenue nearly $900 billion over time. So on the clean energy bill, things are shifting a little bit. That residual clean energy tax credit is gone after 2025. So if you're thinking about rooftop solar or geothermal, now might be the time, because ending this credit adds another $77 billion to the pot, Tony. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So, and here's another curveball the bill introduces. It's called the Trump accounts, which are invested in accounts for kids that parents can contribute to. The government throws in $1,000 to get it started. Well, that's a price tag of $15 billion. And finally, the budget closes the tariff loophole that lets small packages, DOGE taxes, meaning some online orders from abroad may get pricier. But you put it all together, Tony, the tax changes in this total bill, $4.5 trillion in cuts over the next decade. It's big moves. It's big numbers. But I believe these big implications for families and investors and Americans all alike, Tony. It's going to be, I think, beneficial to the majority. And I think it's something we can look forward to.
Yeah, I would say so as well. And I like the idea that I like that Trump account where the government gives you $1,000 to get it started for kids that can save up. And then once they hit 18 or 21.
Right.
They can access that movie or that money tax free for if they use it for certain things. So, but that also adds cost, of course, right. to the bill. And that's the one critic I think a lot of conservatives have is it does add to the budget deficit, the U.S. deficit. But how can somebody like yourself, Steve, a financial professional, help our listeners or help somebody make sense of the new budget bill?
Well, Tony, again, there's so many moving parts of this bill. Tony, I think the best thing that our listeners can do, go find a trusted financial advisor, Tony, someone that has a team, resources, if you would, that has, in other words, how do we implement a plan considering all these changes in the big, beautiful bill, and how can that make a positive impact on your long-term plan? So folks, I encourage you to get with a professional. This is a very complex bill, but let a professional that has some resources help you figure out which of these can we implement and how is it going to give us a better bottom line. I think that'd be the first place to start.
Yeah, I think that is a good place to start. So let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you, Steve, to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Well, folks, go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Right on the homepage, there's a link to schedule a phone call with a member of our team. Or better yet, you can also schedule a meeting in person. So take advantage of that. Give us a call, 937 667-6500. That's 667-6500, Tony.
All right. Well, this has been a great show. We've been peeling back that large onion, peeling back the layers. Steve, you've been doing that for us on this new big federal budget bill that was passed by Congress and actually signed into law on the 4th of July. That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
So what do you have teed up for us next?
Well, again, referencing this NerdWallet article, the big, beautiful bill, what it means for your finances, it has a lot of information, especially, you know, it's critical for our listeners, including a rundown of what the legislation may mean for social safety nets. So to help offset the bill's massive price tag, Republicans have included $930 billion in cuts to social programs over the next decade as well. But according to this article, Tony, that means big changes for Medicaid, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, programs that cover more than 100 million Americans combined. So one of the biggest drivers is the new Medicaid work requirements. So if you're a childless adult or a parent with kids over 15 or older, you need to prove you worked, volunteered, or went to school for at least 80 hours during the previous month to qualify. And eligibility checks are getting stricter because states now must verify eligibility requirements every 6 months. So the potential result is, according to the CBO, is that nearly 12 million more people could be uninsured by 2034. And if the more cuts hit the Affordable Care Act, that number could climb much higher, is what the article is suggesting. So the bill also tightens food assistance programs within the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, or SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, by expanding work requirements and shifting more of the cost burden to states. Ultimately, if you or people you care about rely on these programs, this isn't background noise. This is something that's going to hit your home. But again, I think part of the bill, it's saying that, listen, let's be honest. There are people that, Tony, that need this benefit. You know, they need some additional help.
Sure.
But I think part of this bill is going to require that in order for you to continue receiving benefits, you've got to do something. You've got to either volunteer or seek employment in order to still qualify for some of these benefits. And I don't think that's a bad thing, Tony. I really don't.
No. And if people are able to work,
yes.
then they should. I think we can all agree on that. So what comes next? I think we're going to have to be patient with a lot of this stuff in the coming weeks and months. They say it could take 6 months to shake out everything and clarify things in the bill to see how it's going to shake out for most people.
Well, the next thing, it examines how the budget bill may mean for consumer protection. So there are some changes in the budget that you may, on a special note, especially if you've got student loans or care about consumer protection. First up is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the government's watchdog that clawed back more than $21 billion for consumers. And that's just, the budget cut in half. So the article explains, Tony, that it could mean fewer investigations, fewer refunds, and less protection where it matters most. So if you're a federal student loan borrower, things are shifting fast. This bill scraps the current repayment plans, stretches out forgiveness timeline, and ends funding for Graduate Plus loans. So it even sets a lifetime borrowing limit for grad students. So if you're counting on financial aid to finish your degree, the road just got a little steeper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I think my son has some college debt. He's got to be looking at that. So when it comes to big picture things like national debt and the overall economy, what is this telling us?
Well, it says the Tax Foundation Project, it could give the economy a short-term jolt, mainly by encouraging businesses' investments through big tax cuts. But that boost comes with a $3 trillion price tag, Tony, to our already staggering, here we go, $36 trillion national debt. So where is the money going? Well, the biggest chunk is tax changes. This was followed by $1 trillion earmarked for defense, border security, immigration enforcement, also included $45 billion for the border wall, another $45 billion for detention facilities. So but that's everything's getting funded. So that's not everything getting funded. The article explains that the bill rolls back key clean energy incentives. So with some experts, they say could raise energy costs for consumers. It could slow down the clean energy development and even lead to some job losses while emissions may go back up. So finally, one thing that keeps the lights on, the bill raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. That move keeps the U.S. from defaulting on its bills this summer, which could have sent shockwaves throughout the economy. So love it or hate it, Tony, this budget isn't about the numbers. It's about priorities, trade-offs, and what kind of future the country is headed for.
Well, before we go, Steve, let our listeners know how they can get. I know you have a Social Security maximization report that you can run that will help people know exactly when to file based on their personal situation. How can they get that run and set up a no charge, no obligation consultation with you?
Listen, listeners out there, take advantage of what Tony just offered. No cost, no obligation. 937-667-6500. Go to the website. Take the time. Don't put this off, folks. It's too important. Go to the website, click on our calendar link, get a calendar schedule meeting with us, either virtually and or in person at either the Beaver Creek office or the office up in Troy, Ohio. Folks, this is too important. Don't leave it for chance. Don't put this off. The decisions you make today can have a significant impact on the positive success of your retirement. Give us a call. We look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.